The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 4th chapter, text number 23, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 11th, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Translation: the work of a man who is unattached to the modes of material life and who is fully situated in transcendental knowledge merges entirely into transcendence.
Gatasangasya muktasya gyanavasthita cetasaha jagyaya acharata karma samagram praviliyate. The difficulty in the condition state that we are creating our next life by karma. We are just at the present moment, we are acting according to our past karma, and again we are creating another karma so that we have to enjoy or suffer in the next life. The transmigration of the soul takes place according to karma. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Karanam gunasanga asya sadasad janma jonishu sat asat, good and inferior janma. So one has taken his birth in a nice family or in nice nation, good education, good looking, nice opulence, janma isajya suta sri. Janma means to take birth in good family, good nation, and isajya, opulence, very rich. Janma isajya suta, suta means knowledge, education, and sri, and beauty. I repeatedly say to the American people that you have got your this position, richest nation in the world, janma. Practically in America there is no poor man, that I have seen. They do not know what is poor man, because the poorest man gets 5,000 rupees per month. The poorest man. So, actually there is no poor man. There cannot be. The government arrangement is so nice that nobody is in want of money. He can get money in so many ways. So it is very good, fortunate position to take birth in America. Janma. Rich family, rich nation. Anaisajya, janma isajya suta, education. Now they are advanced education, by scientific advancement, they are trying to go to the moon planet. Not only that, many machines up to date, they have discovered, using, there is very big company, IBM, business machine, IBM, international business machine. You know everything. So, janma isajya suta, education, and sri. Most American boys and girls, they are all beautiful. So, why this position? This position is due to punna, karma. Karma means papa karma, punna karma. This is the way. Karmana daivanetrena jantar deha upapatti. This is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam. By karma, the janta, the living entity, jantu, he is getting a particular type of body. In Bhagavad Gita also it is stated that karanam gunasangas, prakitekyamanani gunai karmanisa, karanam gunasangas sadasat janma junisa. We are associating with a particular type of modes of nature. Goodness, passion and ignorance are mixed. So on account of this, we are working differently and we are preparing our next life. Karanam. This is the karma. So those who are karmakandiya, they are interested next life in the heavenly planet or higher standard of life. So that is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Urdhanga chanti sattastva. If you associate with the modes of goodness, then you are promoted to the higher planetary system, beyond heavenly planets. Janalok, tapalok, mahalok, sattvalok, siddhalok, brahmalok. So that is possible. But our problem is not to promote ourselves to go to the heavenly planet or higher than that, Janalok, Sattalok, Mahalok or Brahmalok. Krishna advises, Abrahma Bhuvana Lokan Punaravartino. He does not encourage that you go to the Brahmalok. No. He never encourages. He says, Abrahma Bhuvana Lokan Punaravartino. Even if you become promoted to the Brahmaloka, then again, you have to come back. Kine punne puno martu lokang visanti. As soon as your punna, the duration of life, is finished, then you have to come back again. This is going on. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, ei rupe brahmanna bhramite kono bhagavan jeev. We are rotating, wandering in different species of life, different planets, different forms. In this way, we are transmigrating from one position to another position. This is going on. So, but that is not a very nice business. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. We accept some type of body or some time place. Suppose one has become American. Yeah, how long he will remain American? Say for 50 years or at most 100 years. Then again next chapter. One does not know what is the next life. And that will be decided. Karanam guna sangasya sadasajjanma janishu. There is no guarantee that the next life again you become American or Indian or Brahmin. You may become a cat and dog, because that is not in your hand. That is in the hand of material nature. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarva. Karma. Karmana daivanetrena. That will be awarded to you by superior judgment. That this man has done like this, he should get a body like this. That is not in your hand. That is not in your science. The real science is how to stop this business. That is being advised in Bhagavad Gita. Janma mittu jarabhyadi dukkha dosana darsana. Taktadeham punar janma. People do not understand this. That our real problem is not to become promoted to the higher position, but to stop this birth, death, old age and disease. That is the real problem. So Krishna says that gata sangasya, don't say like that. Gata sangasya, because we are getting different types of body in different planets and different spheres of life on account of our association to the modes of nature. Therefore, Krishna is advising gata sangas. Don't associate with the modes of material nature. That is your business. Not that you associate with the higher modes of nature. Even very good man, goodness, brahmana, that is also conditioned life. To become brahmana, satya sama dhamma titikha arjava jnanam vijnanam astikam brahma karma svabhava, very perfect way of life. But that is also risky. Not that everything is risky, because at any moment we can be associated with another quality. And karanam guna sangas. It is very difficult position. Mixture. Therefore Krishna advises that you become free from association of any of the modes of material nature. Any one of them. Gata sangasya, muktasya. As soon as you become free from the association of the modes of material nature, then you are mukta. Muktasya. Gata sangasya, muktasya. And how mukti can be achieved? Muktasya. How this position can? Na jnanavasthita chetasa. If you are actually situated in knowledge, then you can be mukta. Without knowledge, ignorance, just like a man in knowledge, he never commits any mistake lawfully. So he is not a member or subjected to be punished in the prison house, because he has got full knowledge of the law. If anyone knows, ordinary dealing, just like keep to the right, keep to the left. You are driving your car. If you are fully aware that if I go to the right, it will be criminal, then you are not subjected to be fined. Mukta. If you are in full knowledge. Therefore, our first business is to be situated in knowledge. Jnanavasthita chetasa. So, this knowledge is being imparted by Krishna himself, Bhagavad Gita. The beginning of this knowledge is when Arjuna accepted him as Guru, Sishasteham, Sadhimam, Prapannam. Now no more friendly talks. I become your disciple. So, this is the position. Knowledge should be taken from the perfect person. Because if you take knowledge from a person who is defective, your knowledge has no value. You must take knowledge from the perfect. So anyone in this material world, he is defective. Every one of us, we know that we are defective. What is that? We are very much proud of seeing. So what is the value of our seeing? We see under certain conditions, that's all. If there is immediately darkness, what is the value of our eyes? We cannot see. So under certain conditions, because we see, therefore you are not perfect. But if you can see in any condition, that is perfection. Not depending on these defective eyes or senses. That is not knowledge. Defective. Four defects. I have several times explained. One defect is that we commit mistake, everyone. And we become illusion, accepting something for something. Just like mostly, even educated person, they accept this body, and this body. Just like animals, the cats and dogs, they also think that I am this body. I have several times told you that I talked with Professor Kotovsky in Moscow. He said, after finishing this body, Swamiji, everything finished. He said like that. And he's a big professor. And according to our Vedic culture, jasyatu buddhi kunape tidhatuke saiva gokhara. If one is going on under this impression that I am this body, he is gokhara, ass and cow, an animal. Therefore, they do not know how we are accepting different bodies under karma, by associating the special. Associating means even unknowingly. Just like infection. In medical science there is the word infection. You may not know, but if you have infected typhoid disease, it will rectify at one moment. So similarly, even if we do not know, if we associate with the material modes of nature, it will be affected. Sadasat janma janishu. Therefore we must have full knowledge how to save ourselves from the association, from the infection of this material disease. That is called jnana avastiti chetas. Just like a man who knows hygienic rules and regulations, he does not infect disease. But a man in ignorance, he infects disease and suffers. It is not God's creation, your creation. If you do not know how to live, then you will infect the infection of the different material modes of nature and you will have to suffer or enjoy. Therefore, common sense instruction given by Chanakya Pandit, a great politician. Tajo durjana samsargam. This is his first instruction. So don't associate with bad character. We are also doing that. So don't associate with the four principles of sinful life. Illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. Tajo durjana samsargam, bhaja sadhu samagam. You associate with sadhus. Who are sadhus? That is also described in the Bhagavad Gita. Sadhureva samantabha. Sammak bhavasita hi sa. Who? Apite sudurachara bhajate imamananna bhak. Sadhu-reva-sam. That is sadhu. Sadhu means who is fully engaged in the service of the Supreme Lord. He is sadhu. So in this way, we have to acquire knowledge. Jnana-avasthita-cetasa. Full knowledge. Then we can avoid the association of the three modes of material nature. Gata-sangasya. Muktasya, then you become liberated, even in this life, if you are actually situated in knowledge. And how one can understand that this man is mukta, he is not associating with any material modes of nature. How? Jagyaya acharata karma. For yajna, yajnaya, yajna karma samudbhavam, just like I was explaining. You have to perform yajna, yajnaya, only for yajna. Yajnyarthe, another place, Krishna said, yajnyarthe karma, anatra karma bandhana. If you do not act for yajna, then you will be entangled in the karma bandhana. This is the science. One has to be situated in full knowledge. In full knowledge, the beginning of knowledge is that one must understand that I am not this body. This is knowledge. And if one is working like cats and dogs, thinking himself I am this body, he has no knowledge. Just like animals, they are not expected to be in knowledge. A man is expected to be in knowledge and he must know that I am not this body. Dehi nasmin jatha dehi kumana jovanang jara tatha dehantara prapti. So, one has to know that I am not this body, but circumstantially and according to my association with the modes of nature, I am transferring and transmigrating from this body to another body. So, therefore, in the Vedic culture, the karmakandya, yajna is recommended, at least you get a better body. don't go to the lower body. Urdhanga chanti satta swa. Better body, in heart plant system. That is karmakandya vicha. Therefore, yoga. Yogaya acharata karma. Everything should be in here. Yajna sista sino santa muchante sarva kim misari. The same thing. Just like here, we are performing yajna, the sankirtan yajna. We are preparing food for Krishna. That is yajna. And when we eat the remnants of foodstuff, that is also yajna avasista. Remnants of food star. Jagya sisto sino santa. Asino. Asino means eating. After offering in the jagga, if you eat, jagya sisto sino santa, you become a santa, saintly person. Jagya sisto sino muchante sarvakirmisa. He becomes free from all sinful reactions. Abhunyante te adhama papam je pachanti atmakaranat. And who is cooking for himself very palatable dishes, he is bhunyante te adhama papam. He is simply eating sins and he has to suffer. Therefore, we have to eat, we have to work, we have to do everything only for jagnaya, not for any other purpose. Then we are entangled. As soon as we do anything for my sense gratification, then we are entangled. Goodness or bad, goodness, passion or ignorance. So there are very complicated laws, but we do not know. That is ignorance. So we have to know what are these complicated laws. That is called jnanavastita cetasa. Ignorant person, they suffer from disease, they suffer from legal action because ignorant. Ignorance is no law, no excuse. If you go to the court, sir, I did not know this law. I did not know law that keep to the left. So the court will not excuse you. I did not know that they associate with the a smallpox infection. The nature will not excuse you. A child touches fire. The fire will not excuse. That because it is child, no, I shall not burn it. No, nature must work. Devi jesa gunamai mama maya dhrittaya. So, you have to be fully in knowledge. How to save yourself from the contamination of the modes of material nature. That is called gata-saṅgasya, mukta-saṅgasya. Then you are free. So that is also stated. How you can become gata-saṅgasya? That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Mañca-vyavicārini bhakti-yogena-jāsevate sagunāna-samatita-yita brahma-bhūyāya-kalpita. You have to situate yourself on the Brahma platform, the spiritual platform, Mahāca-bhāvacārini, and how it can do it. Na abhyavicārini bhakti-yogena. Bhakti-yoga, you have to perform bhakti-yoga. Then what is that bhakti-yoga? Saranam kirtanam viṣṇu, smaranam pāda-sevanam, archanam bandhanam dāsam, sapkham mātmani. These are the bhakti-yoga. You have to hear about Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. Hearing, you can become mukta. Just like Maharaj Parikshit. He simply listened about Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam, at the last stage of his life, he listened from Sukadeva Goswami. Simply Srimad Bhagavatam, I became liberated. Sri Vishnu Sravane Parikhi. The Sri Vishnu Sravane about Lord Krishna, Lord Vishnu. Parikhi Maharaj became liberated. Abhavat Vaiyasaki Kirtane. And Vaiyasaki, the son of Vasudeva, Sukadeva Goswami, He simply narrated the topics of Srimad Bhagavatam. He became liberated. There are 9 items of Bhakti Yoga. Sabanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasivanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasam Sakham Atmanir. So if you can execute all the items, that is very good. If not, some of them, at least one. This chance is being given by the Krishna Consciousness Movement. We invite people all over the world. Please come and join with this chanting, Hare Krishna. Actually, whatever development has been made, it is only by this process. We don't impose any regulation in the beginning, no. Please come and sit down and hear about Krishna. Sarvanam. If you simply continue, if you do not do anything, I guarantee that if you simply come here and hear about Krishna, you will be liberated. If you do not do anything, if you kindly come here and hear about Krishna, here or anywhere, Sabanam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended this process. Sthane sthita sutigatam tanubhang manobhi ji prayasa jita jitapasi tai sthilakyam. This is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's recommendation. The sthane sthita sutigatam tanubhang manobhi. You remain in your position. It doesn't require to change. Because you are grihastha or you are engineer, you are doctor or you are washerman, it doesn't matter. You remain in your position. Sthane sthita. But lend your eyes for oral reception of Krishna's message. Sthane sthita shruti gatam. Shruti means this ear. Allow this much the message of Krishna to enter your ears. That will help you. Sthane sthita. Sthane sthita sutigatang. Then, if you are, any man is conscious, deliver it. Then if you try to implement in practice, in your life, sthane sthita, first of all hearing, unless you hear, just like Krishna is speaking personally, you have to hear gatasangasya muktasya jnanavasthita chetasya jagyacharata karma samagram praviliyat. So, in this way, hearing, you become jnanavasthita chetasya. You don't require to go to the college and school. This is also, it's simply here, even in college and school, there is percentage of attendance, hearing. All of you know that unless one has attended class of the professor, 75% is not allowed for the examination. The hearing is so important. And that is also in the case of spiritual. Hear from whom? That tad-vijñānārtham sa guru-meva vigacchet. Hear from Guru. Who is Guru? Guru. Then Brahmanistham. Brahmanistham. Guru means who knows God and fully engaged in His service. That is Guru. Tadvijñānārtham sa guru meva abhigacchet samitpāni śrutriyam Brahmanistham. Shrutriyam Brahmanistham. He has also heard from his guru. This is both hearing. Therefore, Vedas are known as Shruti. Formerly, it was learned simply by hearing. There is no books, and there was no need of noting down. The merit was so perfect that simply by hearing from guru, he would understand everything. But in the Kali Yuga, because gradually we are losing the potency of power, brain, therefore we required in writing books. Vyasadeva was very kind. He knew that in the Kali Yuga there will be no sharpened brain. Manna samanna matayo manna bhaga adhipadrita. They are made by nature, by the influence of quality, they are all manna, very slow or very bad. Manna. Sumanna matayo, and they have got manufactured some ideas. Sumanna matayo, which is not standard to the Vedic ideas. Manna bhagya, and unfortunate. Krishna is canvassing. Here is God, here I am God. They are so unfortunate, they cannot accept. Manna bhagya. Krishna has accepted the Supreme Personality of Godhead by all the shastras. Vyasadeva, he writes, Krishnastu Bhagavan Sam. The Brahma Sangata, Brahma writes, Ishara Parama Krishna. Krishna personally says, Matta Paradaram Nanya. Arjuna, who had Bhagavad Gita, he accepts, Parabrahma Parangadhama, Pavittam Paramam Bhavam. The Acharyas, Sankaracharya, Madhyacharya, Rama, they accept Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then what evidence want you more? What is your knowledge? You do not accept so many authorities. You are so proud. That is our misfortune. Manda bhagya, jupadrita, and disturbed condition of life. That is our misfortune. This is the position. Otherwise, where is the difficulty of understanding God? God is dead, there is no God, I am God, you are God. So many theories. Why? Here is God. God personally comes to show you what is the position of God. And He has shown what is the meaning of God. Aishajyasya samagrasya bijyasya jasasasya. What is the meaning of Bhagavan? He has shown. Still we are so unfortunate, we cannot accept. Because we are not free from the contamination. Jisam, one can understand, Jisam antagatam papam jananam punya karmanam. Otherwise, manusanam sahasyesu jatat, kaschid jatati siddhaya. Jatatam visiddhyanam kaschid vettimam tattvat. So, the best thing is, that you should be submissive. We should not be proud. That will not help us. Sthane sthita sutikadam. Jnane priyasam udapas. This so-called speculative knowledge should be given. Jnane priyasam. Namanta eva. Just be submissive. Namanta eva. Sutikadam tanubang mun. Jnane priyasam udapas namanta eva. Salamukharitana bhavudiya vartam. Salamukharitana. Those who are perfectly sent, just like Vyasadeva, Ramanucharya, Madhyacharya, Sanamukharitanga. Yet they have accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sanamukharitanga, Bhavadiyo Bharata. And in this way we can understand, we can take the lesson, everything is clear. Now this formula, that Gatasanga Samuktas. So Gatasanga how? Gatasanga. To be free from the contamination of the material nature. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Marchabhyavicharini bhakti yogena jasevata. Anyone who is engaged according to the principles, rules and regulations in bhakti yoga, just these boys are being trained up all over the world to rise early in the morning, to perform mangalaratri, to chant the holy name, to read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, then take some prasadam, then go to preach, distribute books. When you go to distribute books, we are doing this very organizedly all over the world and it has become very successful. Very successful. So why not in India? Why you are neglecting this process? Why you are manufacturing something nonsense? That will not help you. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.